Well, it's now 11 a.m. and obviously I can't boot at the moment, but I can hear the bands coming drifting over from the park, which isn't that far from here actually. Just over behind the primary school, the primary school that I used to go to, St Mary's Primary School. So, as I said, we're just wandering. I'm just having a wee wander around that. Remember the saga of the top box? Well, when I got back, Mary says to me, "Did you get the bracket? Because there's a guy here desperate to buy it, but he won't buy it without the brackets, and there's a way to have a walk round and he'll come back." I said, "Well, I've got the brackets, okay." So I took them down, stuck them inside the top box, and literally within 2 minutes the guy turned up again and bought the thing. Absolutely no problem, off it went. So that was fortuitous, wasn't it, really? So anyway, it's turned into such a gorgeous day. I mean, it was a gorgeous day, but it's really warm now. When I was out walking, I had a big jumper on, and I had a waterproof, although it was opened. And that was to carry all the gear I had in my pockets, including recording devices. I came back here and had to take the jacket off immediately, and then within about 20 minutes I had to take the jumper off. So now I'm going about in shorts and a short sleeve shirt, and it's still really hot. I switched the car on there just to have a look at the outside temperature, and it's just 22 degrees and it won't be far wrong at that. Again, the forecast wrong, but wrong the right way this time, if that makes sense. The forecast for today was definitely to be dry, yes, guaranteed to be dry. But it looked like it'd be mostly overcast with some bright spells. Well, it's been the exact opposite since I got this morning at 4:30. Beautiful, beautiful weather. What a difference it's made. And Mary's happy. If Mary's happy, the world's a great place. Nah, she does well, to be honest with you. And so many people stop to talk to her. Friends from our hometown and friends from here. People from the chapel, etc. She just loves coming here, and yet to think of it 2 years ago, she never ever did one here. So. There's a guy here selling two televisions. Side by side with surround sound. One's about, I don't know, it's got to be 40 inches if it's a day, and another one's even bigger. Good sound. Let's get closer. Making of Sinbad. I don't know about the other one.
Station chief of the batch is called. They found the body.
Anyone recognize the dialogue? The reason I'm asking is because I can't see, because he's got the televisions facing into the sun, so nobody can see the picture. You think it had the sense to face them the opposite way and just leave an opening for the people to run behind the tables and see the picture proper. I mean, who's going to buy a television that you can't see how good the quality of the picture is? Anyway, it's beautiful to walk around here today. In glorious weather. I guess you might think this means a lot to me, but it really does, because if you've listened to our car boots tales and sagas, you'll have heard many of the time of cancellation, rained off, freezing cold. But and to have this, I think I'll just harp on about it all weekend. How bloody good it was on that Saturday, the last day of May. Maybe this is an omen, a sign that, well, things to come in June, July, August and September. It's nice to see a rooster. Yes, summer. Scorcher. So many people here today. The weather's obviously put them out. And I'm going to treat Mary in a wee while. My God, there's a guy selling all sorts of wondrous ornaments. glass, porcelain, and African musician made out of wood, a whole band, and Toby Joss, and an African lady about 4 foot tall, carved out of wood, with a big, holding a big vase of water, a big jug of water in her head, and a massive pair of those things. Very nice, not. I never did like that kind of stuff. I remember another wee story from once. I remember one of the apartments we stayed in at Airlie Beach. I remember it was in Airlie Beach, and you've got this fantastic apartment on the hill overlooking the town, just up from the reef, the Barrier Reef. And one of those carved wooden demon wee African guys that looked absolutely vicious with a spear. That was one of the ornaments. When my brother-in-law and wife went to bed at night, I was up early in the morning, and I grabbed the thing and I sneaked over, put it at the side of her side of the bed. And I heard the screams. But she thought, when she woke up, she thought that thing had moved during the night. Ach well. People are just having a great time. Everyone's out with sunglasses and the snack bars. There's extra ones here today with the Caribbean colourful umbrellas at their outside tables. Are they doing a great trade today? They've just been in good fettle, in a good mood, of good cheer. You know, the funny thing is, if you watch the old guys, they come along, even in this heat, they've got a suit, collar and tie, big jumper, and often a bonnet. Just won't change. And if you were to say to them, you're not feeling the heat in that, you'd get, nah. That's how you would get, nah. Anyway, enough for this. Hope to get back over, as I said earlier, for some capture at the rear end of the Highland Games. Hopefully I'll manage that. Now, that breeze only annoyed me because of the binaural mics. It didn't annoy me because it's quite pleasant. Right, enough of that. Let's go.